Ryan Schnur, welcome.
Thanks, Julia. Glad to be here.
Now, In the Watershed is one interesting read on a waterway that's near and dear to us, the Maumee River. Let's start at the beginning, just what inspired you to study and then explore the Maumee.
So I grew up in Fort Wayne, which surrounds the junction of the St. Mary's and St. Joe, where they come together and form the Maumee. And growing up, I heard what most people hear about the Maumee River in Fort Wayne, or any of the rivers, that they're nasty, don't go in there, you might come out with a third arm. And eventually, you know, I moved downtown to Columbia Avenue near the junction of the rivers, and more importantly, very near the banks of the Maumee. And I started to really think a lot about the river and get really interested in it. And I started doing a lot of reading and research on it, just sort of casually. I was riding my bike at the time along the River Greenway, so I was always around the river, and I became very interested in that as a topic.
So when did you just know that you had to explore it till you got to the mouth?
A few years ago, I was working on a master's degree at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and I was in a nonfiction writing course, and I wrote an essay on the Maumee River. And the professor read the piece, and he looked at me and he said, "This is a good piece, but it's a book. You know, I hate to break it to you, but it's a book." And I said, "That's crazy. You know, I'm not going to write a book on the Maumee River." And then I did. That kind of allowed me to make that jump from sort of this abstract knowledge that I was gaining with all of this research and all this reading into meeting the river, right?
Up close and personal.
Yeah. I realized that, okay, well, I've been doing a lot of reading on this story, but I don't know the river as a character, really. And so I thought, wow, I should spend some time with the river, and realize that was a way of coming to understand the river and its importance to a much greater degree than I had previously.
That is when you decided, okay, I am going to walk it, before you took that very first step. Was your schedule and timing already all in place?
Yeah, so I chose late summer because that's near the time when the algae blooms would start to form in Lake Erie. That was one of the things that I was really interested in about the Maumee River.
And in the meantime, your timing and where you'd be when, was it realistic? Did things take longer or less time than you thought they would?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that I necessarily had that many expectations. I talked to some friends who do a lot of hiking, and I said, "Hey, look, you know, I don't do that much of this. And how long is this going to take me? And how far can I reasonably walk in a day with this pack on my back and whatever?" And so they gave me some guidelines. So I ended up giving myself a really low goal for each day.
Okay.
And then that way I was able to make it with some time to kick around wherever I wanted to and see what there was to see.
You also added a day or so of canoeing?
Yeah, 2 days of canoeing with a friend of mine, Jason Blyerveld, who actually was one of the ones who helped me understand how long it was going to take me to make this trip and that sort of thing. And he also happens to own a canoe, which was...
There you go, that's
yeah.
A good friend.
Yes, that was a good time. And it was a good break. You know, it's a little over halfway through the trip, and so it was nice to have a break from walking at that point.
Certainly, and approximately how many days and how many miles?
It took me about a week to make the trip, and I walked 110 miles, or walked and canoed. The river is about 137 miles, but I didn't go, you know, every meander.
So. Every single little
yes.
Nook and cranny, but almost.
Yes.
Probably felt like it too. And you had a great time.
Yeah, it was really good and a really, yeah, amazing experience.
Now, your book is equal parts history, geology, sociology, biology, ecology, and a really clever travel memoir. It also reads like a pop adventure blog, and that makes it a lot of fun to read. Is this your typical writing and really, for that matter, thinking style?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's, I mean, I hope it's my typical, you know, I'm very proud of some of the writing that's in here. And I guess I would say that's the sort of writing I love to read, the type of writing that keeps my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly the type of writing that I hope to do and wanted to do in this book and bringing all those things together. I think that is the best way to adequately address or capture sort of the mm-hmm. complexity of some of these topics, especially a top like a river.
I think that you certainly fulfilled your goal, and a lot of information's packed in. People, I think, might not even realize they're getting so many facts because it does read so easy and fun.
Oh, thank you.
So, as regards the journey itself, were there surprises along the way?
I was really grateful for the people I met who were willing to share their stories about the Maumee River, and that they had so many, you know, it was really neat. And then, you know, some of them were so generous as to let me sleep in their backyard, you know, so forthcoming. And I'm so grateful for their willingness to do that. I think the other thing was, I think I was surprised at how many sections of the river were so rocky during the canoeing section.
Well,
and I knew that it would be low, but I think we were surprised by the length of the low sections that we encountered. I suppose we could have probably guessed that, but, you know.
Or maybe it's merciful because you might not have made the trip had you
yeah,
known
yeah,
it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, as you note more than once in your book, water is sacred. Would you explain the impact of that statement as you see it?
During the time that I was working on this book project and also obviously making the walk down the Maumee, I was thinking a lot about the importance of water to us in all these various aspects of our lives and how important it becomes to people, how we respond to it. You know, I would talk to people about the river, and the responses that we have as people to water are so elemental. We think about the importance of the water to us historically because we settled along waterways. Also, the importance of water to religious observance or to just needs of hydration as people. And so this was an attempt to try to think about all the ways that a waterway becomes important to a community and to a region and to its people.
Great points, Ryan. And the Maumee is the largest of any Great Lake River. What does that mean to our watershed and to our world?
Yeah, the Maumee is the largest watershed in the Great Lakes region. And I think that makes it a really interesting place to sort of start the conversation or ground our conversation, I guess we could say, around how we live responsibly in the region that is home to the largest source of surface freshwater on the planet, right? Well, I guess it's number two. I think number one is the ice caps, but
okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so it's the large. I think it's the largest system of surface freshwater. And so when we think about, okay, this is the largest watershed in that region, it becomes a good place to start the conversation about how to live responsibly in the world, really, but as creatures, as part of this ecology.
In the big picture, and of course, including Lake Erie here, what has happened ecologically, say, in the last 50 to 75 years that's put everybody kind of in danger?
Probably the biggest thing that people are talking about even right now is the algae blooms that have been occurring in Lake Erie in the Western Basin, which are basically a result of a lot of the drainage that happens into the waterways in the larger Great Lakes basin, but especially the Maumee becomes a way of kind of gauging that. Mm-hmm. It was also interesting to me that thinking about, okay, the Lake Erie situation, you can trace all of that history of that through the Maumee River and what's been happening in the Maumee River watershed. And one of the things that I began to realize was that the problems that Lake Erie is facing are ecological problems, but they're also historical problems and they're cultural problems. And the Maumee is a way of exploring that connection, I think. It certainly became that way for me to kind of understand how we got here, how we got to where we're at now, where we have these massive dead zones in a huge section of the nation's largest source of surface freshwater.
Okay, the mighty Maumee as it is today. Is it too late to fix things?
Oh boy, that's a good question. You know, I don't think it's too late to fix things. I think there have been a lot of successful projects where they've explored reintroducing wetlands along rivers like the Maumee, including the Maumee. There's a space over just east of downtown that is doing this. And I think that you find that the natural world is very resilient, and rivers especially are constantly renewing themselves. And so I think we have to talk about it as, okay, can we stop what we're doing to it? I don't know that we can return it to what it was, but I think that there's a sense that it's not too late to start being responsible, right? And making developments that are watershed solutions that think of how these developments exist as part of a larger ecosystem. And those changes can be very effective, I think.
And doable and 21st century worthy. And that's what
Yes, certainly. You know, water, especially rivers, is self-renewing. And so given the opportunity, it can really work to cleanse itself of a lot of these issues that we've produced. So
if we let it.
Yeah, it needs a chance to catch its breath, I guess you could say.
That's right? A great point. So I do have to ask, now that you've gone from the Fort Wayne headwaters to the mouth in Toledo on Lake Erie, give me one word that describes your amazing adventure.
Wow, that's a tough question. So this is where it would be handy if I had a one-word title, right? that would be easier. I would say, boiled down to one word, it would have to be complex. You know, I always get the question, what did you learn about the Maumee River? What was your takeaway? And I think what I learned was how much there is to learn, you know, and how complex this place is and how interconnected the river is with the entire region and also with me. And thinking about my own personal connection to all these things. You know, there's not one story of the Maumee River. There are so many stories that are all intertwined that go into where we are now. And I think if we reduce the story of the Maumee River to, oh, yeah, that's the algae blooms in Lake Erie, or, oh, that's the kind of gross river that I remember hearing about growing up, I think that's doing it a disservice. I think that the Maumee River is this amazing entity that has seen so much and has been such an important institution in this region that it becomes a place for us to really kind of understand our own place in it. It certainly was for me.
Ryan, I know you have a really busy schedule, and I'm so happy that you did give us this time today. And the one question I want to ask you, now that you're just getting ready to launch a bit of a tri-state book signing and reading walkabout, if you will, what's the most important point you're going to be driving home on this journey to anybody and everybody that you talk with?
On this trip, I'm so excited to talk with people about their experiences with the Maumee River and with other rivers. And what I hope to do is use this as an opportunity to really have a conversation about the complexity of rivers and the regions that they exist in and the watersheds that they exist in, and how we, as, you know, citizens of the land, are able to live responsibly around the rivers. That's the main interest that I have for that, is to be able to be part of that conversation with people.
Ryan Schnurr is an Indiana native, author of In the Watershed, A Journey Down the Maumee River. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us today. Safe travels and good luck on your mission.
Thanks so much, Julia, for having me.